Right here.
Hearing yourself,
as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Be recorded at the mic. I just need to be holding it so I can truly feel like I'm recording a legitimate podcast. I feel like without it, like I wouldn't be able to.
All right, well, let's get rocking. Let's get rocking here, buddy. Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside my partner in crime, Anthony the Backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. We're just coming off the end of the 2018-2019 season. Congratulations to the Stanley Cup champions.
Huge congratulations.
The St. Louis Blues. Watched a lot of Instagram videos yesterday from the parade.
Oh, yeah.
It was out of control at times. We're going to be talking about that a little more later.
For sure,
What are we going to start with today, buddy?
Some Stanley Cup coverage coming up a little bit later. Pretty much the entire show is Stanley Cup coverage, so stick with us here at the Power Play Podcast. You can follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod and on iTunes, SoundCloud, Player FM, Stitcher, all the podcasting platforms at the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to leave us a review to tell us what you think of the show. Anthony, let's get down to it because, I mean, we're getting into the offseason now, but the Stanley Cup Finals was such a great series. The playoffs were a lot of fun. We had some highs. And we had some lows, and it was so much fun to watch.
One of the most surprising Stanley Cup final or Stanley Cup playoffs
in history.
I can remember. I never have been so surprised by winners, sweeps, great comeback stories. I mean, this playoffs literally had it all.
Oh yeah, 100%. And on that note, though, we're gonna go right into our start, sits, and call ups. We'll talk a little bit more about the Cup Finals in a little bit. And sprinkle a little bit here and there, but we're going to go to the start, sits, call-ups. We don't have a Pims of the Week here this episode because we are really trying to – we want to give you, the listeners, just you want to hear our voices. So we're trying to satisfy your eardrums right now by giving you a little bit of a show when we can. We've got a lot of things going on.
Translation, we've been a little busy lately, and we're just trying to get an epi out so we can talk some playoffs in between everything else.
Bingo.
We've been dying to just die. Dissect what happened the past couple weeks.
Yeah, you got that one there?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
I got
good.
I almost, the thing is, I almost said digest.
Oh, okay.
My mind wanted to say
digested,
digest.
I've already digested, and I really want to talk about the playoffs here.
Yes.
So let's get started with our starts, our sits, and our call-ups. Anthony, what do you got for me?
I'm going to call up a guy who we've kind of given a hard time on this podcast, and not for his effort, but just because he's been getting older. Does he deserve to be in over some other guys? I'm going to give the start of the week to the Daniel Chara, the big man.
Big Z.
The guy played the finals, the last three games, with his jaw wired shut. He was on a liquid diet throughout that time, and he never even thought about not playing. That's what our sport, honestly, that's what separates hockey from everything else. These guys are absolute warriors. I mean, it would take like a knife in his heart for him to not be on the ice.
Calling them gladiators and warriors is basically an understatement at this point.
It's the most appropriate word I can think of for what these guys have been.
It's funny because the NBA finals just ended as well, and we're starting to see some slight injuries from these players. And Kevin Durant actually tore his Achilles. I mean, it's fine. Yeah. But like, you see the list of injuries from what the Bruins released the other day, and you're just like seeing the most insane stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, literally, Sedan Char is playing with a broken jaw.
Yeah.
He has to be breathing from his nose throughout the game.
Yeah, think about how hard that is.
There is no, like, most people would be out for quite some time with a broken jaw, but Big Z played, and that is 100% a great start of the week here, buddy. What do you got for a sit?
I'm sitting a guy that I personally love, and it kind of hurts me to do it, but I think it's time. Just sitting for a temporary sit. This isn't an all-time sit. But I gotta sit Brett Hull.
Whoa.
He's been out of his fucking mind.
He's been in one since he's like, been the in Blues one made the playoffs.
Since game one of the finals, the guy has been in one. He's been getting out of control. He's singing Gloria at the parade.
So let me ask you this. Ovi's Stanley Cup celebration versus Brett Hull's Stanley Cup celebration. And his team, and he didn't even play in the Stanley Cup. Which one's better?
I mean,
who's in one more?
Ovi's Stanley Cup celebration lasted the entire summer.
It's still going on.
You got to give it to that
still
guy.
It's still going on.
You got to give it to that guy.
So you're sitting Brett Hull,
yes,
the legend.
Which this brings me to my call up, which, as you can tell, my start sit call ups this week have a playoff or finals theme.
A theme, yeah, of course.
Everything's had to do with the finals because it's all I can think about.
Of course.
It's all I'm going to think about for the next, you know,
until October. Yeah.
Until October. My call up is Laura Brannigan.
Laura Brannigan.
Does anyone?
Laura.
I wonder if anyone.
Are you literally asking?
If anyone knows the name Laura Brannigan, before I explain it here, Please, please tweet at the podcast and let us know. Laura Branigan is the singer of Glory.
Oh, okay.
Because she has got to be cashing in on all of these royalties from her song playing
24/7
in St. Louis.
About that.
It's on my. It's such a great idea. It's on my iPod. This lady, in the last few weeks alone, has had to have made like $1 million.
Oh man, it's insane
from royalties.
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
Absolutely unbelievable. That's my start sit call up. What do you got for us, man?
That's crazy. So my start, I am starting the NHL officials. I'm starting the officials that officiated the game 6 and 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They were on point.
Absolutely.
They had a great game 6. They had a great game calling game 6. And they were rewarded with being able to officiate in Game 7. And those guys, I mean, they've been under so much scrutiny throughout the playoffs. And for them to step up in probably the two biggest games of the season, officiating, calling it right down the middle, letting the guys play. I didn't really see any bad calls.
I thought it was obviously a very even game on both sides.
And obviously there were some calls. There were some calls not called, consistent.
On both
it was consistent.
Sides.
And that's what we asked for. And the officials,
that.
You've really been in the heat of the eyes of the NHL fans. But here I'm giving you the start because you guys deserve it for Game 6 and 7, calling
Absolutely.
Great games.
Good. That's a good one.
I am sitting myself
Isn't this like the second or third time you've had to sit yourself?
I think I've sat my predictions twice throughout the playoffs.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting
buddy.
Them one more time.
Go ahead and sit them again.
They, rightfully so, I started off the playoffs ice cold by predicting 0 out of the 8 games, or out of the 8 series in the playoffs. Was it 8 series? Yeah, 8 series. Yeah. I went 0-for-8 in the first round, so my second round was literally just me making everything up again and restarting. And I'm pretty sure I was like, I only had one predicted right, and it was I basically had one answer right out of this entire playoffs, and that's pretty much what are you looking at here, bud? Are you looking at what Alicia's playing on the PlayStation in the studio?
Is she playing Pokemon?
She's not playing Pokemon. It looks like Pokemon.
It looks like Pokemon.
Post a picture of this. Post a picture of this.
I'm not posting
later,
a picture of it.
Later.
I'm not posting a picture of it because I don't
It's terrible audio.
That,
it's terrible audio.
But
it's not Pokemon. It's pretty much like Pokemon, though.
But
it looks exactly like it.
It looks exactly like Pokemon.
100%. 100%.
Okay, back to the show.
Back to the show here. I'm sitting myself, my poor predictions. And during Game 7, I was like, I predicted the Bruins to win in 7. And I really didn't want it to happen. I wanted the Blues to win. I was pulling for the Blues, but I thought the Bruins
Mama
had
was
it.
Wrong again.
And I was wrong again. And I'm sitting rightfully so. My predictions
Absolutely.
Are going to take a seat until
so,
next season.
So that means your call up is me for
nope.
for calling it right.
Nope.
Then, right,
pretty much. Nope. Not at all.
Well, then whatever your call up is not as good. As
I'm.
That
I'm
been.
Calling up next season because I really want hockey to be here already. I'm calling up the next season because
that's a close
not
second.
Only
that's
am I calling
second.
Up the next season, I'm calling up the Rangers season because I'm very excited to see what my Rangers do. But mostly, I guess I am calling up next season because I'm so excited for hockey because we got to see it this year. We got to see a little taste of it this year. A last place team stepping up and becoming one of the greatest stories in hockey, almost hockey history.
Yeah, well, to be fair, though. To be fair, the Blues had high expectations coming into the season. They were underperforming all the way up until January.
And the reason why I am calling up next season, and I'm so excited for next season, is because I'm looking down at all the teams in the league, and there isn't a team that you can't honestly say isn't going to be at least have a fighting chance. You can't take – because we used to be able to say Ottawa. Take Ottawa, for example. Last season – Ottawa was possibly God. The dog. What is this? This is just unbelievable.
With the squeaker, mid-show squeaks here.
So the next season here. There's so many teams. Go down the list. Last season it was Ottawa, and we were like, okay, Ottawa's the bad team. They're a dumpster fire. It's not going to be good. And Ottawa was pretty good.
They weren't as bad as you would have thought. They have a lot of good young talent on that team.
And that's my point. The bad teams aren't so bad anymore.
Vancouver's on the rise. Absolutely.
Ottawa's on the rise.
That kid Pettersson's unreal.
So we're going to see such great hockey in the future. And I'm so excited. I'm ready for it. I'm calling up the season. That was our starts. That was our sits. Starts, sits, call-ups. Woof. That was our starts, sits, call-ups of the week. We'll have Pims next week on next Saturday. On Saturday's show, I'm sorry, it's just I'm rattled here.
No,
I'm honestly, what it is, I'm excited to talk talk the playoffs or talk the finals.
Let's get into this game seven, buddy.
It's main event time. It's time to break down game seven and the Stanley Cup finals. The Blues knock out the Boston Bruins, who most say the Boston Bruins had the easiest route to the finals here. A lot of people did. A lot of I saw it online. I'm telling you, man. I'm not just saying this out of my bubble.
I'm over here shaking my head because I think that's the dumbest thing I've heard.
But it's right,
about
though.
These playoffs. I completely disagree.
But on paper, though, you think Boston had to go through Toronto, which was hard.
Yeah,
but then
absolutely.
But then they have the Cinderella story for who did they play?
They played Columbus in the second round.
They had the Cinderella story of Columbus,
who had just swept.
All the two teams that they played in the semifinals and the conference finals were Cinderella stories.
I refuse to believe that the Columbus Blue Jackets were a cakewalk for any team.
I'm not saying you
they
particularly
were a
are
good,
saying
legitimate
this,
legitimate contender,
buddy. I'm not saying you specifically are saying this, but I'm saying that people online were saying that they had the easiest route to the finals.
That's a joke, because that doesn't make any sense, because they had to beat any team in the East that was worth anything. They had to beat.
Yes, but okay.
It doesn't make any sense.
We're getting beside the point here.
We're getting off the rails quickly because that just makes
this. People were saying this. It makes me just as frustrated as you. I promise you. I will screenshot what I saw and I'll send it to you.
I want names.
But it is,
that's ridiculous.
It is 100% the fact that Boston had their chance. They had Game 7 at home. They were able to force Game 6 in St. Louis to take it back home to Boston to try and seal the deal, and they blew it. St. Louis played a hell of a game in Game 7. Jordan Binnington. Holy shit,
yep.
Man.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Jordan Binnington here.
What a guy.
Ryan O'Reilly won the Conn Smythe, but I would definitely have to say Jordan Binnington was a very close second in that race, because he was lights out in game seven.
Yeah. I think numbers wise, Binnington wasn't there. Just because he had a lot of games where he wasn't great, but when it really mattered, when he really needed to be good, he had so many great bounce back games.
Clutch.
You would have never predicted that from a rookie goaltender to be this bad one game. Okay, his confidence is shot.
Yeah,
he's done. After the hand pass goal, after the bad game six, you think, okay, he's done. He can't keep coming back. What does he do? He comes back, absolutely steals the show in game seven. Because if you want my opinion, Boston was a better team in game seven.
Yeah. I mean, they were having all the chances.
The Blues were the ultimate opportunists.
Yeah,
they took advantage of their opportunities. I don't think Rask let up any bad goals, but
no.
The Blues definitely took advantage of their opportunities to score, whereas Binnington just shut the door at every turn. I think it was 2-0 in the third period. I forget who it was for Boston. I think it was Pastrnak. Comes in, almost beats Binnington with the backhand. Binnington just sticks the leg out. I mean, if it's 2-1 right there, we may be looking at a different game.
Exactly.
He saves the game. 2 minutes later, it's 3-1. Story of the game of game seven, and Jordan Binnington.
And that's something we talk about all the time. It's like in the playoffs, you have to have your goalies coming up with big saves. And that's
absolutely
what Jordan Binnington did. And that's what we saw throughout the playoffs. Not just one big save here and there in one game or the other. Jordan Binnington came up clutch a lot for the St. Louis Blues. And another player that came up clutch who actually won the Conn Smythe, Ryan O'Reilly. Is it fair to say that Ryan O'Reilly before this was one of the most underrated players in the league?
I think that's pretty fair to say, because, he's a great player. I don't think anyone would say, oh, Ryan O'Reilly sucks or anything like that. But I don't think people realize just how good he has been. And
solid.
Oh,
he's a solid player.
Absolutely. Where was he before?
He was in Buffalo. No, he was in Buffalo. Ryan O'Reilly was traded from Buffalo to the Blues for a first-round pick. Let me see if I can remember this off the top of my head. A first-round pick, and my buddy Brandon, who was at the parade yesterday, will text me and say if I was right here. It was a first-round pick, Tage Thompson, Vladimir Sobotka, and that may have been it. There may have been another draft pick involved for Ryan O'Reilly straight up. And
that's a lot to trade for a guy, and he absolutely delivered.
And he did. He came up so clutch. The Blues made a lot of – the Blues, like you said, had high expectations. They brought in O'Reilly. They signed Tyler Bozak. They were ready. And they had Mike Yeo to start the season, and then Craig Berube comes in, and he basically just locks it down and takes the Blues to the top. And now on the Boston side of this, what, I mean, they had a great team and they had their chance and they had a bunch of chances. They just ran into a hot goaltender.
It's sad that one team had to lose this.
It is.
It comes down to game seven. The margin for error is so small. The Bruins had a hell of a season. They were one game away from winning the Stanley Cup. One team had to lose. It just happened to be them. I don't think they have anything to hang their heads about. They had a great season. They played a great series. At times, they looked like a team that could not be beat. At times, it looked like the Blues were done, were finished. They couldn't put their foot on
the
throat.
They couldn't seal the deal.
Needed to, and that was a difference. They kept on letting St. Louis climb back, which letting, I'm saying that word, but one could stop St. Louis from coming back
after they
were down. Anytime St. Louis went down this entire playoffs, they'd come back with a hell of a game, and they'd string another one together, and that's what happened here.
Yeah, I mean, it was so much fun to watch. And the St. Louis Blues, for the first time in franchise history, is Stanley Cup champions, and I will 100% say I was wrong here because I didn't have the Blues even making the playoffs. I came out and said, hey, the Blues aren't even going to make the playoffs, and they said, hey, F you, we're making the playoffs. And we're going to win the Stanley Cup. And they made it happen. What you got here, bud?
Well, they proved a lot of people wrong. I don't think anyone had them making the playoffs in January. I think very few people outside of our buddy Brandon had them winning the Cup at the start of the playoffs.
I don't even think he would have had them winning the Stanley Cup.
I do want to go back to one thing, and that's Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah.
I think it was something crazy. Like, he had 8 points in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
I think he's the first person to do that since Mark Messier.
Yeah.
So, like, he's in elite company there.
The stats.
To give anyone else the Conn Smythe would have been wrong.
It would have, yeah. No,
as good as Binnington had been at times, I do think he was second place. I think Binnington and maybe Tuukka, even a losing effort, was up there.
Yeah.
But to give anyone else would have been wrong, Ryan O'Reilly was the guy.
You know something that was underrated, and this is what I kind of want to wrap this up with a bow. Kudos to the NHL. For putting on the pyro during the Stanley Cup celebration for the first time.
That was like Goldberg coming out, right?
I mean, you can see the pictures. I mean, look at the pictures from last year when Ovechkin pulled up the Stanley Cup.
Those were great.
They were great. But nothing's like, I mean, once you throw the pyro in the background, you're just like, whoa. And it's such an epic picture.
Yeah, I think it made for better pictures than the actual live feed. Live feed was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But those pictures were amazing.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. It was incredible. It was incredible to see. It's so special for Alex Pietrangelo to be the first player in franchise history to touch the Stanley Cup, to be a Stanley Cup champion in franchise history—that's just such an honor. It's crazy to think about. It was such a fun season. We're gonna have more content throughout the rest of the summer. It's not over yet. It's not over. Most podcasts go.
I'm excited for the summer.
I am too.
There's so many good things happening. We got the draft. We got awards. We have so
and our
many great
show.
Things.
Our show is going to be so great. We've got
some interviews lined up.
We've got some interviews lined up. We're gonna. Most podcasts go from 2 to 1 episode a week during the summer, but we're gonna do the opposite here. We're going from 1 episode every other week at this point, or attempts at 1 episode. We're gonna be bringing 2 episodes a week, whether that be through Anthony over like Skype or however we make it happen. We're going to give you two pieces of content from us throughout the summer. We've got free agency coming up. There's some huge free agents like Matt Duchene, Matt Zuccarello, the Breadman, Artemi Panarin, Sergei Bobrovsky going through free agency. Free agency is going to be so much fun. We've got the draft. We've got the awards. There is so much going on, so much to talk about. You're not going to want to be anywhere else but here listening to our show.
The Power Play Podcast,
100%. Now, I did want to touch up on one last thing before we end here. We posted on Twitter tonight. I'm sure as you're listening to it, it'll be Monday. But on our Twitter, at the Power Play Pod, we posted a poll. And I will actually post it as well to our Facebook page, at the Power Play Pod. It's a poll of a little Father's Day draft that we had with our father drafting the
While sitting at the Ale House.
While sitting at Ale House, we drafted basically all-time teams. And we drafted our all-time teams.
All-time line.
All-time line. Yeah, lines. There's 3 forwards, 2 defensemen, 1 goaltender. We drafted them. We posted it on our Twitter, and we want to hear from you what you think of those teams. Let's just say my team's pretty
solid. There was some good picks.
There's a lot of arguments, though.
A lot of good picks for who the best was. Our dad was a lot more towards the old school players. He has a hard time admitting that some of the new guys that are around now have that elite skill that really,
it
didn't exist back then.
Yeah, 100%.
It's hard to compare eras. And, in that sense, and I think that's where we disagree. It's really hard to argue errors.
I know what the listeners are thinking. They're thinking, I want to hear this. I want to hear the draft. I want to hear what they're talking about when they actually go through the drafts. And you can. When throughout the season, Anthony and I give you throughout the off season. It's our season. It's the season of the Power Play Podcast.
Summer of the Power Play Podcast.
It's going to be great. No, but throughout the summer, Anthony and I. A little bit of a sneak peek of what's going on. Anthony and I will be doing mock drafts of those kind of things, like players, and even fun things like certain styles.
I would say we can give a little sneak peek. We were talking about, I think our first draft is going to be bucket styles.
Buckets as in helmets for those not familiar.
Yes, specific bucket styles. So I don't want to give anything away from our picks, but if you have a great pick, definitely tweet at us.
And if you have draft ideas, let us know what you want to hear. Because this is the summer of the Power Play Pod, and this is the summer of the Power Play Pod listeners. If you guys want to hear something on our show, let us know. On that note, though, we're coming in hot. We're not slowing down for the offseason. We're only getting better. You're not going to want to be tuned into anywhere else but the Power Play Podcast. What you got here, bud?
I was just thinking of one more thing.
I was so hot. I know.
It's my thing. Ruin your segue.
The mic was hot.
It wouldn't be a show if I didn't ruin one segue.
That's fair.
So I did want to bring this up. I saw this on Twitter.
Yeah.
So do you know who Chris Thorburn is?
He used to play in the league.
He plays for the Blues.
He plays for the Blues.
But he only played one game this season.
He's Stanley Cup champion.
He'd been in Chicago.
Michael Delzato is Stanley Cup champion.
They handed him. He was one of the first people to raise the cup.
Yeah. Jay Bomeister was the first person
after Bertrand. So and rightfully so. Jay Bomeister being a 17-year vet, absolutely. But the reason I bring up Thorburn is because he had been in Chicago, their AHL system.
Yeah.
He got called up to the NHL. In order to receive the NHL health benefits package that they have, which I'm guessing is better than the AHL package.
I would assume so.
Which I wouldn't think there'd be that much of a difference, but I guess there's a pretty big difference because his son, who has autism, couldn't get some of the benefits that they needed for him.
That's incredible,
on the AHL insurance. And the Blues called him up
just for that,
to help him out with that.
Yeah.
And to see him raise the cup after all that, seeing what the Blues did
for him. Truly special.
A veteran guy like that who... I mean, I don't know if you guys... He played in Winnipeg. When I watched him a lot, he played in Winnipeg. And he was a tough guy to play against. He'd fight. He'd throw his weight around. That's the kind of guy he was. So to see him be able to raise the cup...
truly special.
And also know that that organization is so far behind him.
Yeah.
It just adds to all the other great stories that are already happening.
Yeah, I mean, with Layla Anderson being in last place.
It was like... So many memorable things packed into one year for them.
So many feels.
Yeah, it's something those guys are going to remember forever.
It is. It was truly special to watch St. Louis Blues hoist the Stanley Cup. And we're going to be talking about that and so much more throughout the offseason. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. For Ant, what? Do you nothing, want? Nothing, Jesus nothing, Christ. Nothing. You good? Are you good here, buddy? Are you good?
Yeah,
Jesus good. Christ. On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. For Anthony the Backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you and have a good night or day whenever you're listening. And I'm stopping the show. You can't interrupt me.